Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor by the almighty grace of God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Praise the Lord. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network and shows since 1999. I've been on the air and on the internet now. Coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. It's a little bit after 11 p.m. Eastern Time, which is a little after 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And then all the other time zones around the world coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also, you can catch my YouTube broadcast at James Gregory. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at, you know, the at symbol Gregory of News, GregoryOfNews. You can call in live right now to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is headquartered in New York City. Their phone number is 347-633-9660. You dial one first, of course. 347-633-9660. Also, you can call my other cell phone, 904-504-4283. I'm broadcasting here on my other cell phone, and that number is 904-575-8797. Ye must be born again, born with the Holy Spirit of God. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. The Lord Jesus Christ had his ministry over 2,000 years ago here on planet Earth, which he created. And God is the great creator. The Lord God Jehovah is the creator. He created all things for his glory. Yes. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hey, if you want to send me an email, you can at quakeman30@gmail.com. That's QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. Also, check out my main website for my shows and network since 1999, www.quakemed.freeservers.com. That's spelled www.quakemed.freeservers.com. Check it out anytime. And check out some of my previous radio shows here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And now I'm going to read out of the book of Revelation in the Holy Word of God, the Bible, chapter 13. It's talking about the Antichrist and also the false prophet. Verse 1, Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, that blasphemed his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. We must, you know, as believers in God, we must have patience and faith. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. That's talking about the false prophet. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. You know, a lot of Bible theologians, including myself, believe that the Antichrist, the first beast, is going to be shot, and then he's going to be revivified, brought back to life on the third day. And people are going to say, this guy must be God, and he's not. Now, a lot of people on the internet are saying that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist. I hope not, for his sake. Because the Bible says clearly in the book of Revelation that the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to be cast alive into the lake of fire for all eternity. And that's a horrible fate. But let me tell you this. There's only one God. The Lord is God. Jehovah. The Lord God, Jehovah. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Not three separate gods, but one God, one Lord, one faith. The three personalities of God. The Father, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In God, the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Yes. Let me read on in Revelation chapter 13. Verse 12, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. That could be describing a nuclear attack. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. A lot of Bible theologians believe that the false prophet is the Pope. The Roman Catholic Church is not a true church, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the Catholics that I know never repented from their sins. Repent means turn away from your sinful way. Most Catholics that I know never turn away from their sinful ways, and they're not true Christians. Jesus Christ himself, God manifested in the flesh more than 2,000 years ago, he's the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords, said, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. John the Baptist also preached repentance. Unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Let me read on here in Revelation chapter 13, verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. That's talking about the false prophets. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by its sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. Very soon, this mark is going to be distributed, ladies and gentlemen, either on the right wrist or forehead. Now, it could be just a regular mark, or it could be an implantable computer chip into the skin, either on the right wrist or forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. Still have a few more minutes left of this live 15-minute live radio broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/MikeMan70. In the future, I will upload, God willing, this segment on blogtalkradio.com/MikeMan70 up to my I'll upload it to my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also my Twitter Twitter site at Gregory of News. Okay, so you can listen to this broadcast. You know, you can listen to it live, and also you can listen to it anytime you want. Yes, it's a podcast. Yes. So going to be wrapping up in a few minutes here, and coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. By the way, God willing, I'm moving back to California. I'm going back to Los Angeles, leaving probably June 1st. So, you know, pray for me. I'm on a holy mission to glorify God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, my God, my best friend. If you need to call me, you can on my other cell phone right now, 904-504-4283. If you have any prayer requests, you know, I'll pray for you. But let me just tell you this right now. If you're listening to this radio broadcast worldwide on the internet, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Today is the day of salvation. You may not have tomorrow. You're not guaranteed another minute on this earth. Right now, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm listening to Fox News Radio, Dana Loesch, on the radio, I'm listening to Fox News. Dana Loesch on the Fox News radio network. But right now, you're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of the GNN Gregory News Network and show since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. I went through a big earthquake in Los Angeles. By the way, there was a big breaking news story in California. Off the coast of Santa Barbara, a big oil spill. They're now saying over 110,000 gallons was spilled into the Pacific Ocean that has washed up on the beach. Well, there's 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast, and thank you very much for tuning in. The blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is GMN Gregory News Network. GMN Gregory News Network. Also, I did start a newspaper not too long ago called The Target of Jacksonville. It's a online, born-again Christian newspaper. Yes. The Target of Jacksonville. And I'm the publisher. Less than a minute to go, and listen, God bless you. I went earlier this evening. I was at Trinity Baptist Church, 800 Hammond Boulevard, for the Wednesday evening prayer service. Pastor Tom Messer, a friend of mine, and I'm scheduled to go around there to go to Los Angeles. Hey, if you want one of my newsletters, the Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter, okay? And any kind of contribution, $10 or higher for my for this ministry, by the grace of God, much appreciated. For my network, GNN Gregory News Network. And like I said, I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church. Okay, I'm going to be wrapping up. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMM Gregory News Network. I'm the founder and only owner. Have a great evening. Take care. God bless you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Take care.